Yeah, hi, my name is Brenda Bronson. I live in the district. Let's see. You know, the first thing I thought about attending in person tonight, but decided not to because I didn't know the rules about whether people that are not vaccinated or not can go without masks. I just wondered if there was a rule on that. So I'd like the district manager, if you set a rule on that. I heard lots of disgust about it, that you were gonna maybe have people sign in that they did have vaccinations or something. I thought I heard Greg Krakowski say that. But I'd just like to know what the rules are around it and whether people I'd sit in a meeting with for 3 to 6 hours have been vaccinated or not. And for the record, I'm fully vaccinated. The other thing, the next item is, it's item 12. I wondered why in the executive session you may go into why you're discussing litigation issues related to Big Sky matters, unless I thought your attorney for that was Joe Timmons, and I wondered why this new attorney that's a Title 32 attorney for things other than litigation, I thought, why you would be discussing it with him. So that's just a question I have. And then the third thing that I wanted to say was about the billing from Cody Marchant Woods for the 8 days that they were hired. They were hired on June 22nd meeting. You interviewed two firms and hired them on the spot. So he couldn't have, Cody Marchant Woods couldn't have started billing until the next day, I would think. I don't know, maybe he billed on his way home. I don't know. But the bill for 8 days of June was $3,385. I submitted a CORA this evening, just a short while ago, to find out, you know, what the individual billing was for. And I know about perhaps $900, $1,000 of it was for the meeting that Dylan Woods attended. I think it was June 29th. It was the week after he was hired. I just wondered what the other $2,385 of it were. Personally, I think since the voting to hire Cody Marchant Woods when Joe Timmons was doing a very good job on knowing what special meetings were and stopping violations of it and knowing how open meetings are supposed to be discussed. I just think you're giving us more reasons for recalling the three directors that voted for Cody Marchant Woods. And I could go into detail on that, but I don't know how many more minutes I still have to talk. So
you've got 3 minutes.
I still got three? Okay.
Yeah, well, actually two and a half, roughly.
Two and a half, okay. Let's see. You've already spent $1,300 on a meeting where Joe never billed that much for a meeting, even for longer ones. She won the Big Sky case. Still, you tried to fire her. Karen Morgan, Alex Plotkin, and Jeff Baker conspired together to fire her on April 27th, which is why four people that really didn't know each other, all four of us did not know each other, didn't have the same ideology, but we came together to start a recall effort because of that illegal action. And now it seems like you're trying to break the spirit of, it seemed the questions, I attended the June 29th meeting, and you asked technically legal questions. Is it technically legal to not post board packet meetings for the public? Is it technically legal to set restrictive limitations on public comment and deny public comment outside of this item four that you only allow it for? Is it technically legal for you to have walking quorums where two of you talk and then one of you talks to the other two so that you come up with breaking the law in the spirit of it, but maybe it's technically legal? Is it technically legal to draft changes to the district's organization bylaws without public input or notice? Is it technically legal to add last-minute agenda items without public notice? Is it technically legal not to post resolutions to the public before the board votes on it? Is it technically legal to go into executive session and not record it and not post notice of it on the meeting's agenda? And I think I'll leave it there if I'm still under 5 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board?